Bird's Eye Frosted Foods present Bird's Eye Open House, starring Dinah Shore with her special guest, Groucho Marx. And now here's Dinah.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. It doesn't show signs of stopping, and I've brought some corn for popping. The lights are turned way down low. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight,
goodnight,
I'll be going out on the floor. But if you'll really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. The fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbye. But as long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful, and there's no place to go.
Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
It doesn't show signs of stopping, and I brought some corn for popping. The lights are turned way down low.
Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, I'll hate going out in the storm. But if you'll really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. The fire is slowly dying.
It's out.
And my dear, we're still goodbye.
Goodbye.
But as long as you love me so, let it snow.
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 Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Hiya, fellas. Oh, just fine. And I know I can say the same for our Bird's Eye playmate, Harry Bonzel. Hiya.
Hi. You're Dinah. I'm swell. Everyone who has anything to do with Bird's Eye is happy, you know. And although Groucho Marx isn't here yet, I'm sure I can...
Oh, excuse me, Harry.
Oh, yes.
Isn't it strange how the telephone always rings just about this time? Did you ever notice that?
Yes, I did.
Hello?
Hey, Fred, will you?
Hello? Hello?
How long do you think I'm going to stand here in the hands of the receiver?
Groucho!
Hello?
Must be Groucho Marx. What are you doing?
Hello, Dinah. This is Groucho Marx.
I said that.
Great invention, the telephone.
Groucho, what are you doing?
I'm having a meeting with that radio sponsor I told you about. There's only one thing holding up the contract. He said he wanted a singer on the show.
Why didn't you tell him you sing?
Yes, I did. Now there are two things holding up the contract. Well, I'm about through now.
Come on over as soon as it's settled, Groucho. Bye now.
Dinah, listen, while we're waiting for Groucho to show up here, suppose we take a short stroll down memory lane, huh?
Good idea, Harry. Tonight I'd like to stop at the year 1926. See if you remember this one. What can I say, dear, after I say I'm sorry? What can I do to prove it to you? I'm sorry. I didn't mean to ever be mean to you. If I didn't care, I wouldn't feel like I do. I was all wrong, but right or wrong, I don't blame you. Why should I take somebody like you and shame you? I know that I made you cry, and I'm so sorry, dear. So what can I say, dear, after I say I'm sorry?
Dinah, you know, when you sing, I find myself all wrapped up in your voice.
Talking about being all wrapped up reminds me of a mummy I once met, Harry.
A mummy?
A mummy.
Oh, well, let me hear more about this.
Okay, pull up a pyramid and sit down. I was traveling along the sands of the Nile and stumbled upon him quite accidentally. Oh, pardon me, my foot slipped.
Oh, that's all right.
Why, you're a mummy.
You were expecting maybe Mrs. Nussbaum?
And you can talk.
Oh, I really can't talk, but in your case, I make an exception.
Who are you?
I'm Dinah Shore, and I sing on the Bird's Eye Open House program.
The program is sponsored by those wonderful, delicious, and easy-to-prepare Bird's Eye quick frozen foods.
Well, yes, but how do you know?
Look, I may be a mummy, but I'm no dummy. I know they're wonderful. That's why everyone should see that the frosted foods packages she buys are clearly marked Bird's Eye. Because there are many brands of frosted foods, but there is only one Bird's Eye.
Well, yes, I know.
And only Bird's Eye gives you that Bird's Eye top quality every time. That Bird's Eye garden fresh flavor and goodness.
Well, that's so true, but how do you
know? So, Miss Shore, tell everyone if they want the better buy in frosted foods, they better buy Bird's Eye.
Oh, I will. But how do you, a talking mummy, know all this?
How? My mummy done told me.
It was like a masquerade ball with costumes and all, 'cause you were at the dance with me. It was just a ride on a train, that's all that it was, but oh, what it seemed to be. It was like a trip to the stars, to Venus and Mars, 'cause you were on the train with me. And when I kissed you, darling, it was more than just a thrill for me. It was the promise, darling, of the things that fate had willed for me. It was just a wedding in June, that's all that it was, but oh, what it seemed to be. It was like a royal affair with everyone there, 'cause you said, yes, I do, to me.
Say, Dinah, didn't you say that Groucho was coming over tonight?
Well, yes, he's supposed to, but right now he's talking to a new sponsor, the Forbes Schneider Ink Company, about a radio program.
Oh.
You know, Harry, when Groucho's off the air, I really miss him.
Mm. Yeah, with me it's different. When he's on the air, I miss him.
Well, Harry,
there's a point there someplace. I don't know what it is.
No,
oh.
But I certainly hope his meeting with the sponsor is successful.
I do,
really
too.
Marks, I'm Mr. Forbes Schneider, president of the Forbes Schneider Ink Company. I just want you to remember one thing. I make 50 million gallons of ink every year.
Well, every man is entitled to his hobby. What do you do for a living?
Well, now, let's get one thing clear. If I give you this program, are you positive that you'll be able to deliver Miss Dinah Shore?
Hold on, Mr. Forbes Schneider. There are a few questions I'd like to ask. Are you saying that you don't want me if I can't get Dinah for the show?
Yes.
Now, the next question, what about salary?
Well, what would you say to $3,000 a week?
I don't know. We've never been introduced. But why stand on ceremony? I'll take it.
You'll take it? You'll take it.
There's still another variant of that. You'll take it.
The $3,000 is
about
for the
why you dropped that joke.
The $3,000 is for the services of Miss Dinah Shore. Give $3,000 to a dope like you? What do you think I am, a flathead?
No, you've got a good point there. By the way, did you ever try wearing a donut?
Confidentially, Marks, how much did you get on the Dinah Show tour?
Well, I wouldn't want this to get around, but... I wouldn't want this to get around. But it wasn't quite $3,000.
How much was it?
I paid them $50. Yes.
Well, of course, we don't want any money from you.
One week I sang and they charged me $75.
Our maid has been sick and, can you take care of the house?
I'm not sure, but I certainly can take care of the maid.
Ah, Dinah Shore on my program. I can see her now. Misty eyes, a face fresh as dew, a voice like the gentle rain.
Pardon me, I'm going out and get an umbrella.
Now, let's not waste any more time, Marks. You go over to Miss Shore and get her to sign this contract. Remember, no Dinah, no job for you. Now, come over to pick it up in 15 minutes.
Don't worry, I'll get her to sign this faster than you can say Groucho Marx. Or my name isn't Jack Robinson.
Groucho, we thought you'd never get here. What's been holding you up?
My starch suspenders. But that's not important. Here, sign this contract.
Sign a contract? Wait a minute, what's in it?
Don't be so nosy. Do I ask you what's in your contract? And by the way, what isn't your contract? Come on, Dinah, sign it. Sign it.
Now, wait just a minute, Groucho. Stop high-pressuring Dinah.
Look here, my fine feather deep breeze.
Oh, wait a minute. Groucho.
Who do you think that
Wait a minute, Groucho, please. Now, don't pick on Harry. What's on your mind?
Well, Dinah, I've been listening to your program, and lately it hasn't been up to par.
In what way?
Well, you see, a good program is like a well-dressed woman, and your show is slipping.
Well, but wait now, Groucho.
Take it easy, Dinah. Get hold of yourself. Never mind. I'll do it for you.
Now, just a minute here, Dinah. I think I see what Groucho is up to. He's trying to get you to leave the Bird's Eye program for his show.
Oh, Groucho, really? Now, you know I'd do almost anything for you, but I'm under contract. I can't leave my show for yours.
Oh, well, don't feel too bad about it. I've had tougher breaks. I once lost a Charleston contest.
Well, how did you lose it?
They caught me dancing.
Oh, there you are, Marks. And Miss Shaw. May I introduce myself? I'm Mr. Forbes Schneider.
How do you do?
I hope you realize what a great product you'll be representing. Forbes Schneider's ink will write it 20 miles in the air or 20 miles under the sea.
Will it write on a desk?
They don't know. They never tried that.
Say, Mr. Forbes Schneider, I haven't signed your contract, but you don't really need me on the program, honey.
Don't I?
No. Groucho's all you need. Honey Plum?
Is he?
Why don't you sign the contract, doll puss?
You may never have another chance like this, sugar pie.
Oh, Dinah, how can I resist your logic? Give me the contract. There you are, Marks. There's my signature.
Thank you, and you'll never regret this, Dreamboat.
Congratulations, Groucho, on your contract.
It couldn't happen to a nicer guy.
I'm glad you hit the crest, and you deserve the best. Why, you're the apple of my bird's eye. I snuck in a plug.
Well, snuck it out again. It's well to have my friends all wish me well now. And if I promise you that I will be a fizz.
His ideas will all be new.
He won't do what others do.
I won't do what others do. Do, that is.
He has lots of talent, Mr. Forbes Schneider. He sings a song as well as anyone.
He announces just like I. Show him, Groucho, don't be shy.
Bird's Eye is great! Now take away that gun. Though other mouths have praised Bob Schneider's ink, there's nothing as emphatic as a new mouth.
He'll talk it and live it and breathe it and think it.
He'll even drink it.
Just call me Blue Mouth.
He'll top all the comics, Mr. Corp Snyder.
He has a sort of zany, witty knack. I don't see how he can miss.
Just for that, you get a kiss.
In the back case, Mr. F, I take it back.
I guarantee you that my program will be most effectual. I'll bring the people children who are super intellectual.
Presenting those mental marvels, the Forbes Snyder kids. And now we turn you over to our quiz teacher, Groucho Kelly Marx.
Thank you, and good evening, kiddies. Harry, will you tell the people something about yourself?
My name is Harry Von Supperman. I am 2 years old, and for the last 18 months, I have been doing research work on atomic energy with my secret formula.
In other words, you were a formula baby. And now, Dinah, will you introduce yourself to the people?
My name is Dinah Shore. I am 3 months old, and I'm a sophomore at the Institute of Utah.
Where, darling?
I love you.
That's sweet. I love you, too. But that's enough smooching. Now, there are three parts to the first question, and you don't have to get any of them right, so that gives you 100% so far. And brings us up to the second question. Dinah, if a man went to college and he got a B.A., Ph.D., a C.P.A., and a B.S., what would he be?
A Bopsy-Cabus.
I'm sorry, Dinah, but you got it wrong. The correct answer is a Bopsy-Cabapus. That means we send a Mrs. Emily Strunk $1 million in a barrel of Forbes Snyder's ink. Blue-black. Now, in closing, ladies and gentlemen, since tomorrow is George Washington's birthday, we would like to take this opportunity to wish you a very Merry Christmas.
Now, Mr. Marx continues and his greatness is unfurled as he proceeds to solve the problems of this hectic world.
It's 8:45, ladies and gentlemen, and time for the Forbes Schneider Roundtable discussion. Tonight, our guests include Mr. H.B. Zell, eminent authority on cool facts, and Miss D. Shore, who recently contributed to world culture with Kiss Me Once and Kiss Me Twice and Kiss Me Once Again. It's been a long, long time. As usual, our forum is presided over by Mr. G. Marx.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. The question before our roundtable tonight is, how can we...
It would seem to me, Marx, that you're taking a very prejudiced point of view and overlooking the element of doubt.
That sounds reasonable. Suppose I put it this way. If in the face-off.
Are you implying, Marx, that the security of our future is imperiled by such an attitude?
I hate to be definite, but I can't help saying that I'm uncertain.
Well, in that case, I'm forced to go along with Zell.
Would I make myself clearer if I rephrased the question and said, is there or is there not?
But, Marx, you completely disregard Shore's conviction.
I'm forced to go along with Zell.
Suppose I say that I think.
But this is a democracy.
Well, then, suppose I say that I...
That would cause inflation.
Well, then, just suppose.
That might work.
In that case, I think we all agree.
All right, then I'll sum it up. It seems, ladies and gentlemen, that this discussion has conclusively proved that the Atchison, Topeka, and Santa Fe is a great song. And we predict that someday it will become the name of a railroad. Probably the New York Central.
The talents of this great artistic Mr. Marx are various. Behold him now as he proceeds to make the world hilarious.
People are Groucho, and here is our master of ceremonies, Groucho Marx.
Now, in just about 5 seconds, we're going to have a young married couple come out here. Now, here's the fun. This couple doesn't know that you know, that I know, that they know, that we don't know, that they know what we know. Don't we? But first, oh, here they come now. Thank you.
And what is your name?
Harry Krillick.
Well, how do you spell it?
With two S's.
Splendid. Oh, just the way it sounds, eh? Are you married?
What do I look like? Smorgasbord?
Oh, you're Mrs. Krillick.
Likewise, I assure you.
Do you have a first name?
Matilda.
Isn't that wonderful? Do you mind if I call you Matilda?
Why should I mind?
I'd mind if somebody called me Matilda. Now, Mr. Krillick, here's how we play People Are Groucho. We give you a 500-pound sack of weed, and you have to hold it above you. Then, if you fail to answer the question correctly, my assistants break both your arms, and the sack of weed falls on your head. Any questions?
Would you mind if I wear my derby?
Let's play it fair. Now, Mrs. Krillick, you stand opposite your husband, because when the sack falls on his head, it automatically releases a trapdoor under you that starts you on your way to China. I'll do the laughing here if you don't mind. Any questions?
When do I see my mother again?
Well, don't worry about that, because in our next dump, we get rid of her, too. Now, here's the question, Mr. Krillick. Would you tacitate or facitate a partisan?
Would you mind repeating that question?
He missed! People are Groucho!
I was forced to go off the bell. Through gaiety and drama, he will keep the country young.
And I'm sure Forbes Snyder thinks will be on everybody's tongue.
So, thanks for the contract, Mr. Forbes Snyder.
I'll make your ink the answer to the call of the woman and the men.
It can write with any pen.
In fact, it writes without a pen at all.
Just dunk your finger.
So, thanks, honey plum.
Thanks, Alfred.
Thanks, Green Bull.
Thank you, people.
Hey, Mom, I was wondering, does your family like vegetables and lots of them? Well, you know, you can please the whole kit and caboodle of them by getting in one package five wonderful vegetables they'll all like. Simply ask for Bird's Eye Mixed Vegetables. That, my fair lady, is a swell combination of lima beans, golden sweet corn, green peas, diced carrots, and green stringless beans, all mixed together in one package. All prepared for you, all ready to be taken out of their package and cooked. Honestly, you love Bird's Eye Mixed Vegetables, too. They all taste so garden fresh, you'd think you had just picked them out of your own garden. And look at the work you've saved. No peeling the corn, no shucking the beans or shelling the peas or cleaning the carrots. It's all been done for you. So why don't you get yourself several packages of those really delicious Bird's Eye Mixed Vegetables? Get them tomorrow, huh?
Falling more in love with you, and day by day my love seems to grow. There isn't any end to my devotion. By far than any ocean, I find that day by day you're making all my dreams come true. So come what may, I want you to know. Stay as we go through.
last May. I want you to know I'm yours and I'm in love to stay as we go through the years day by day.
Before we close the Bird's Eye Open House for tonight, I would like to thank Groucho Marx for being with us, and I know we'll all look forward to seeing him soon again. And to tell all our other friends here and at home, thank you for being with us, and please don't forget to visit again next week when we expect to have Ozzy and Harriet with us. Incidentally, tonight the orchestra was under the excellent direction of my good friend Joe Lilly, who was pinch-hitting for Robert Emmett Doran. So until next week, folks, stay well, stay happy, and especially stay with those war bonds. Night, everybody.
Friends, next Thursday, tune in a half hour earlier to hear from our good friends George Burns and Gracie Allen, along with Meredith Wilson and Bill Goodwin. That's a half hour before our Bird's Eye Open House, starring Dinah Shore, with our special guests Ozzy and Harriet, along with Robert Emmett Dolan, his orchestra, Ken Lane, the Four Hits, the Chorus, and me too. Groucho Marx will soon be seen in the Marx Brothers picture Night in Casablanca. You know, Thursday night is All-Star Night on NBC, so stay tuned for Noah Webster Says, which follows immediately.
Once upon a time, there lived a housewife who, when she started to iron her starched clothes, would always go,
"Boo-hoo."
It was so hard. The iron would stick and snag, and it took her so long to finish her ironing. But one day, someone told her to buy Satina.
Will do.
She put a little Satina in her starch, and wow, what a difference Satina made.
Did, too.
Her iron just glided along. Her clothes had a rich, soft sheen. She found Satina really wonderful. So why don't you get Satina? You'll like it, too.
That's true.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.
KFI, Los Angeles, sir.